Listener Sean wrote about an NPR story. I have an issue with the news that was broadcast on May 13th. The report involved the conviction of Dr. Kermit Gosnell on three of the murder charges on which he was tried. The newsreader stated that the doctor, quote, allegedly, unquote, snipped the spines of the three babies who were born alive. Juries in Pennsylvania are identical to those in North Carolina in regards to the fact that juries are charged to be finders of fact. Conviction is based on the state proving to the jury, beyond a reasonable doubt, the elements of the crime with which an individual is charged. To reach this determination, the jury determines findings of fact. One of the findings of fact in the Gosnell trial was that Dr. Gosnell did murder three children born alive after an attempted abortion and that the manner of death was the severing of their spines with a pair of scissors. There was no, quote, alleged, unquote, in the aftermath of a conviction after a jury trial. I would like to know why the newsreader formatted his comments in this manner. In response, obviously WHQR cannot answer for NPR, which is where the story originated. We have referred Sean to the NPR Ombudsman site for comments. Here are some more comments from recent web pledges. Phoebe of Hampstead wrote, I have WHQR on all the time in the car and at home. I especially like the local programming. Roy of Leland wrote, listeners for 8 years, but members only recently, Penny and I have witnessed major changes and fine-tuned adjustments to WHQR. The station gets better all the time. Rebecca wrote, WHQR is our go-to station for all news, local and national. Keep up the great work. Catherine wrote, I just recently discovered this great station, and I'm really glad I did. I love so many different programs. They get me through the day. Thanks so much to everyone for that. Lee Ann wrote, we love Phil Furia's Great American Songbook and Midday Cafe, but the classical music, Morning and Weekend Edition, and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me are also favorites. Sarah wrote, I listen all day and I love the variety. Donna wrote, WHQR supplies the background to much of our days, a source for news, neato community information and connections. We're happy to be supportive, as you are to our community. Graves of Lake Waccamaw wrote, tell Garrison that his program is supposed to be a family program, and we would like to hear him stop using some of the language he's using. I don't even want my grown children and grandchildren using some of the words he uses. We still don't like the no-tune jazz. Terry of Hampstead wrote, such fine work done by all of you. Thank you. And Jeff wrote, WHQR is a unique resource. It does so much for our community, and it is part of our household. How could we not lend a hand? Well, we'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can always leave a message via email to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.